ओम श्री साई राम। ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल द एलुमनाई, ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल द फॉर्मर टीचर्स एंड ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल द current students and staff, I offer to our beloved Bhagavan our most loving salutations. Distinguished dignitaries seated on either side of Bhagavan's sannidhi, respected elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to everybody. As director of the Anantapur campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and as an alumnus with perhaps the longest association with the Sri Satya Sai Arts and Science College and later the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, 46 out of 50 years, I welcome each and everyone who is seated here in the holy abode of peace, all of us who have come to pay homage to our beloved Lord Sri Satya Sai on the occasion of the golden jubilee of his educational mission. An educational mission which commenced with a girls' college at Anantapur. As I was looking at all the student representatives of various batches from 1968 to 2018, I thought to myself that even if you take a minimum number of 100 per batch, then 5,000 students have passed out from the sacred portals of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. And that is still a minimum number. But if we say that 5,000 students have passed out from the college, it means that 5,000 families have been impacted by the grace and blessings of beloved Bhagavan. And if 5,000 families have been impacted, then it means 5,000 social units have been also impacted. So that is a very, very unique chain reaction. And we can see that by starting this college at Anantapur in 1968, Bhagwan laid the first brick in the magnificent edifice of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Before I step aside, I would like to remember the hundreds of alumni who reached out to hundreds more, and those hundreds more reached out to hundreds more and spread the tidings that we all have to congregate here at the lotus feet of beloved Bhagavan. All of us have painted the mandir yellow today. But I would also like to remember with gratefulness a band of dedicated senior alumni who have been working day and night for the last couple of months to make this event happen. Mind you, they already have jobs to look after. They are from different cities of India, from different countries of the world, from different time zones. But they were the ones who looked into the logistics, into the details of various aspects of this event. And all the time that they were working, all the time that we were working, the one objective that we had in our mind was, we must please our Lord. That was the only reason why we were coming together on this occasion. This function is not just a commemorative function. Of course it is, because we are completing, Bhagwan's mission is completing 50 years, his educational mission. But it is an opportunity that Bhagwan has given us to express our gratitude and love to Bhagwan for the wonderful education that he imparted to us. Let us pray to Bhagwan to give us more and more strength to do his work. Let us pray to Bhagwan to inspire us to become part of his avataric mission. Swami Vivekananda once said, "Give me a few men and women who are pure and selfless, and I shall shake the world." Bhagwan also needs a few men and women of sterling character whom he can use to transform the world. Let us pray to our beloved Bhagwan to make us those few men and women who can be used as his instruments to transform the world at large. Let us pledge that we will hold on to Bhagwan's ideals, live them in our life, and not pay only nominal homage to him whenever it is convenient to us. Let us come again and again to Bhagwan's lotus feet here, and let us in our own respective places continue to work and serve society in the name of Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba. Thank you. Jai Sai Baba. I have another very pleasant duty to perform this morning. For the Golden Jubilee, a coffee table book has been prepared by a distinguished alumnus, Ms. Soundarya Preeta, Senior Assistant Editor and Chief of Bureau from the Hindu, Coimbatore. This coffee table book is called Sai Sannidhi, because we all believe that living with God is true education. The coffee table book tells the story in the form of pictures of how Bhagwan lovingly guided all the various activities of the campus from 1968 onwards. and how he interacted with the students, gave them his proximity, molded their lives, and shaped their destinies. The coffee table book is a tribute to Bhagavan for all the mercies and the grace that he has showered upon us in the last 50 years. To release this coffee table book, I would like to invite Professor K.B.R. Verma, the Vice Chancellor of our university. Professor K.B.R. Verma has always interacted graciously and warmly with the students whenever he visited the campus. So what better person to perform this task than Professor Verma himself? To join him in the release of the book, I would like to invite one of the trustees of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, Sri Prasadarao Garu, who has been supporting this Golden Jubilee and the preparations leading up to it. I also request the Registrar, Dr. Sai Giridhar, and the Controller, Sri Sanjay Sahani, to assist the Vice Chancellor in releasing the book. Thank you. I request the trustee, Sri Ratnagar, also to please come to the book release. Because we did not see him before, so we weren't sure he's there. That's it. My most humble salutations at the divine feet of our divine mother, teacher,
and all. Loving Sai Ram, distinguished guests, dear brothers, sisters, loving Sai Ram to all of you. I am Lakshmi Sita Ram, 1981 batch of Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Today I am honored to introduce our chief guest, Dr. Rosario G. Ashieto, from the land of 7,000 islands, the Philippines. And incidentally, today she is also celebrating her 50th anniversary as an educator. She started her career as a teacher in 1968, and today, even though she is more than 70 years old, she still enjoys teaching. Dr. Ashieto holds a PhD in Education and Human Values long before I met her and long before she started work with the Institute of Satya Sai Education. She serves as the director of the Casa del Nino School Systems. In the past, she has also served as the president of all the Private Schools Association of Laguna, Philippines. Currently, she serves as the chair of the board of the Satya Sai School Pililia in the Philippines and the Institute of Satya Sai Education in the Philippines. To most of her students and fellow educators, she's like a rose. Rosario Rose. The R stands for, she's revered for her contribution to education, literally revered. The O is for all her outreach programs to bring awareness of education and human values. She has trained tens and thousands of educators. S is her service-oriented nature. She has provided free education for so many who cannot afford education. And lastly, the E, she has implemented the motto, the end of education is character, in all her institutions. The rose is known for its fragrance, so may I welcome the fragrant rose from the Philippines, Dr. Rosario Ashieto, to come and share a few words with us.
Humble salutations to the Divine Master, whose presence in this holy place fills the air. Respected Vice Chancellor, Professor Varma, distinguished guests, members of the faculty, students, alumni, brothers and sisters, a lovely morning to all. I am deeply honored to be with you in this joyous occasion. I join you with so much love from the Philippines. Philippines is predominantly Catholic. I have always studied the Holy Bible. But since I got involved with Sai Baba's education mission in 1999, my life changed. The teachings of Satya Sai Baba have made me a better person, a better Christian. I am reminded of July 1999. I came here for the first time. I was delegate for the Education Congress on the invitation of the then president of Satya Sai Organization Philippines, Dr. K.E. Sitaram. I was amazed. And before I knew it, I was sitting among the thousands, filled with awe upon seeing the Lord in human form. Something happened. I didn't understand, but I know that there was no more turning back. When I returned to the Philippines the same year, I had a dream. On November 1, early morning, I received a call from Dr. Sitaram. It was indeed a divine play that he too had the same dream that morning. That is how the ISSE Philippines was born. This became the starting venue for EHV activities for the whole Philippines and the neighboring countries. Sai Baba's education program caught the attention of the Department of Education. In March 2003, the National Educators Academy of the Philippines invited us to present how values can be integrated across the curriculum. It was a nationwide seminar for all superintendents and supervisors of the Department of Education. I am grateful to Sai Baba to have sent us his special messengers of education, Dr. Art Ong Jumsai, the late Dr. Victor Kanu, and other volunteers, including your alumna, Dr. Lakshmi Sitaram, who continues to serve. I serve as director of the Satya Sai School Pililia and in many other schools. What is special about Satya Sai School? Born out of love and devotion, it is a project of sacrifice by so many volunteers who know Sai Baba, including those who do not know him. This school is completely free of charge. No tuition is collected, and we have no financial assistance from the government. We believe in the three T's: talent, time, and team support. Today, we have alumni who are professionals now serving the community as teachers, as engineers, as managers of different banks, as call center agents. And I'm happy to inform you that some of them have come back to the school as teachers. Almost all are Christians. They have never seen Baba, yet they all feel his presence in the school. Through the children, the parents have changed. Hence, the community has got transformed. Actually, I must confess that my whole family, including the people I work with, have got transformed. It is a slow, silent, sublime transformation. Congratulations, alumni of Anantapur. How blessed are you to have been educated under the Supreme Guru, I want to share with you my recipe for experiencing Baba's love through the four S. The first S stands for Sai. Sai comes in different forms and in different ways. But to me, Sai represents S for see, A for always, I inside. Sai, see always inside. The second S stands for simplicity. Be simple. There is beauty in simplicity. When we are simple, when we are humble, when we simplify our lives, there's harmony in all that we do. The third S is Seva. Service has great rewards. One example I wish to share. In our school, the parents take turns to clean and maintain the school as their Seva. During holidays, they contribute their time and talent to help fix and paint the school. This small experiment of the Satya Sai School brought lessons to the policymakers. Learning from the school, the government launched the Brigada Escuela program in 2003. 40,000 public schools participate in this program. This program has saved the government 2.5 to 3 billion pesos each year. See how this Seva has brought a positive partnership between the government and its citizens. The last S is share. Share your blessings. We are blessed to bless others. The more you share, the more you receive. Living with the four S, you see Sai Baba in all. Be like Jesus. Be a Jesus to everyone. I thank the organizers of this happy jubilation for giving me the golden opportunity to address this August gathering. Om Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. I am loving Sai Rams to all of you. I'm Dr. Lina Bodler Barua, grateful alumna of Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus, class of 1989, MA. It is my privilege to introduce our next two speakers for this morning, my sisters from Anantapur alumni, Ms. Sarika Pradhan and Ms. Sumana Murali. Sarika Pradhan completed her bachelor's degree in science with honors from the Anantapur campus in 1995. She worked as a lecturer in zoology in the Sikkim Government College before joining the state civil services in 2002. She currently works as the additional secretary to the Government of Sikkim in the Rural Management and Development Department and is in charge of implementing the national flagship programs in the rural development sector. She is also the project director for the National Employment Guarantee Program, and her team has won a number of national awards. In addition to being an administrator, she is the state coordinator for Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini for the state of Sikkim. And may I also add that she is the mother of teenage son. Sumana Murali, our second speaker, completed her bachelor's degree in arts with honors from the Anantapur campus in 1994. She was also a student of the primary school Prashanti Nilayam. She currently works as an elementary school teacher in Hillsborough in New Jersey, USA. In addition to being a public school teacher, she is a Sai spiritual education guru and conducts the region's SSC Gurus training workshops and human values parenting workshops in her local center. She is also a faculty member of the Institute of SSC USA. She had earlier served as the center's education coordinator and was the advisor to the youths of the Mid-Atlantic region. Sumana uses value education in her classroom every single day and feels blessed to be part of Swami's educational mission. Ms. Sarika Pradhan.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan. Distinguished guests, respected elders, dear teachers, fellow alumni, brothers and sisters, I would like to begin by expressing our deepest gratitude to our beloved Swami for having made it possible for us to be present on this hallowed ground on the occasion of the Golden Jubilee celebration of our alma mater. Undoubtedly, the years spent as a student in this great institute has been the most crucial learning period of our lives. Every day spent, every lesson learned has helped us in our journey of life. The focus on all-round development was an integral part of our education. Even before yoga became a national or a global phenomenon, we, as students, were made to practice yogasanas early in the morning. We were made to realize that a healthy body was essential to nurture a healthy soul. In addition to our academic pursuits, self-reliance activities like sweeping, cleaning the hostel, college, serving food, cutting vegetables were other mandatory part of our lives in the college. It made us take collective responsibility for the smooth functioning of our system. And when we graduated, we didn't just get a degree in our academics, but we carried with us life skills, practical lessons we learned on a daily basis, including dealing with all kinds of people from all parts of the world and cultures. As we look out to the assembly of old students today, it is evident that each of us has been molded as per our role in life. Life at Anantapur had its shares of trials and tribulations. I hailed from a hill state in the northeast and found myself immersed in a completely different atmosphere. I won't deny that I didn't have my own share of struggle. However, it was our Swami's love that had drawn us here in the first place, and it was this love that saw us through our days, along with the love and support of our friends and teachers, our mentors. The sweetest and most fundamental thing we learned as students was to offer every little act to Swami. We'd say a prayer to Swami, we'd wait for his acknowledgement, just a look or a glance, We learned to have conversations with him, and we found him in our hearts. And that is where we have carried him ever since. Even today, for every act of ours, we do not need any certification from an external agency. As long as we know our Swami would be happy with our actions, we keep doing what we believe in, striving to make our lives his message. By the time I was a student, Swami had stopped visiting our campus physically. But every time we were here in Prashanti Nilayam or at Vrindavan, he made sure to let us know that our welfare and happiness was important to him. And we basked in this special attention. In turn, we tried all that we could to make him happy and proud at all times, whether it was a sports meet where we tried all difficult displays or stunts or the special songs that we offered to him. We learned to derive happiness not by getting what we wanted, but by doing what is right and by serving people and society at large. In the recent times, I had the opportunity to experience this happiness when our work of implementing Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini in Sikkim was appreciated by the government department of the education department of the government. An audience that had no prior exposure to our Swami or his work. We had received permission to implement this program in 5 schools, and our coordinators and volunteers, comprising 90% of Anantapur graduates, plunged headlong into this task. We trained both online and offline, making time to volunteer and help organize this teacher trainings and activities in the school. And every time we went out to do our work, we knew that our Swami was helping us step by step. Every time we ran out of volunteers, we would just pray, "Swami, please," and he would always make sure that our people were present in numbers. Finally, after a year's work, the NTAM report presentation for the academic year 2017-18 was made by the heads of the school to the education department and the SERT of the state. The feedback received was very positive. The school heads unanimously expressed that the implementation of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program in the schools had made a huge impact with a remarkable improvement in the environment of the schools. Both teachers and students enjoyed the activity-based learning, which incorporated core human values in simple activities and in the syllabus. They marveled at the way in which values could be integrated into every subject. It needs to be mentioned here that the entire school fraternity, the school heads, the teachers, was completely overwhelmed by the voluntary, selfless act of our fellowship scholars and volunteers. Unlike the common belief that trainers needed to be experienced older people, the school said that they have now come to believe and understand that learning can be from every level. We were told that our young team members taught values by example with their humility, their readiness to help, their patience, their knowledge, and the way they conducted themselves. Their words of appreciation left tears in our eyes that day, and all of us present, we could feel our Swami smiling at us, happy maybe. The biggest gift we have received as students is our orientation towards service to the society at large. We have received so much from our Lord: free education, his love, his time and attention. We only aspire to give back in our own simple ways, for after all, what can we give the Supreme Giver except our service to humanity? I'm sure here I speak for all the alumni when I say that even as we graduate out of the college, we always have service at the back of our mind and try to involve ourselves in some way or the other to help those in need. It is this desire of the students to serve the society that led to the congregation of the Anantapur alumni from the Darjeeling, Kalimpong Hills and Sikkim to come together and conduct seva activities on a regular basis as Sai daughters. As we journey through life, we realize that when we have plenty of time to conduct seva or be a part of it, we don't always have the resources or the opportunity to do the same. And when we settle down with our jobs, our family life, and have sufficient resources, unfortunately, it is difficult to take out time. This is where Sai Daughters has presented the perfect opportunity for our sisters to conduct seva activities regularly, with the coming together of seniors who could help financially and the juniors who could help not only financially but also with the time and effort. The group has become a great amalgamation of time and resources. The funding is purely voluntary from amongst ourselves. Girls from the Sikkim and Darjeeling Hills, whether they are living nearby or far away, send in their monthly contribution. Seva is one bond that binds us together. Sisters of all generations and all ages, the happiness is ours when we are able to conduct service regularly. And even those that can't be a part of it physically are happy that they have in some way contributed towards the seva. My entry into the civil service has been a gift from Swami. I had never in my dreams ever thought I would enter this line of career. I was working as a lecturer in the government college when the vacancies were announced for the civil services, and Sikkim being a small state, the vacancies come only once in 4 to 5 years. I was asked to write the exam, and with Swami's blessings, I was able to get into the services after clearing my written and the interview. Now, after having served in this profession for so many years, I have realized that there is actually a huge opportunity to serve people as government servants. When we implement programs with sincerity and see the difference it can make on the ground, it gives us a sense of satisfaction and happiness. As students of our Lord, we are constantly trying to assess whether our actions are becoming of Swami's students. We keep asking ourselves, will Swami be happy with what we are doing? How can we work better to make him happy? We have been trained to be accountable, and integrity is an intrinsic part of our character, not to bend under pressure, to stand up for what we believe in, and to be true to our conscience. As a project director, every time a program receives the Transparency and the Accountability Award at the national level, I offer it to Swami and thank him, and give a little prayer saying, help us sustain. We have learned to have communication with Swami, learned to live with him within us. He is always beside us, like a guardian angel guiding our very paths. We all came from different backgrounds, but shared our common love for Swami, and this bound us all together. To keep him happy was always our ultimate aim, which we still live by. Swami, we know we are not perfect. We are trying to make our lives your message. We may falter at times, but your love brings us back and we pick ourselves up. We are still a work in progress, dear Lord. Please, we pray to you to guide our every step and lead us on. Jai Sai Ram.
My most loving pranams to my dearest Swami, my dear gurus, fellow alumni, current students, brothers, sisters, elders, and honorable chief guest, Sai Ram to all of you. Today we are celebrating this beautiful occasion, and when I saw these children sitting here, it reminded of me when I was their age, and a lot of my teachers are here. We would wear our little vibhuti in water. Vadananti would put it on us, and we would come here, and Swami would be waiting for us most of the time. And I'm talking about 1981. A lot of my gurus still serve today, and I finished school. I was in school. I went to the to Anandpur campus, and it gives me great joy to stand here as a product of Satya Sai education. It is the 50th year of Swami's educational mission, and it is almost 25 years since I finished in Anandpur campus. And when I look at my young sisters here today, it brings back a lot of memories. And I wanted to take some time to reflect on one message that Swami said that has stuck with me all these years. It's safe in my heart, in my mind, and I wanted to take some time to share that with you today. Because as much time as I have spent in India, I have spent equal, if not more time outside of the country, working with children, being a teacher, and being able to give back values education where it belongs, because today's need of the hour is education. It was in 93 or 94, Swami was talking to us girls, and he said, if I ask you something, will you give me? We said, yes, Swami. Then Swami said, will you give me Guru Dakshina? We were taken aback. I remember that day, it's like it just happened. We said, yes, Swami. And for those who do not know Guru Dakshina, it's what a student pays back to their teacher for all the education and learning that they have received. We said, yes, Swami. And Swami said, tomorrow you will all be married and will have mothers-in-law. When your mother-in-law thinks, what a beautiful girl Swami has raised, that is the day you would have paid your Guru Dakshina. And he was so loving that he did not stop there. He said, with a very mischievous smile on his face, he said, she won't tell you, but when she thinks, I will know. Like Carl Jung said, in life, we are doomed to make choices. Being born human, we act and interact and make choices every single second of our lives. So in that sense, brothers and sisters, we are all married to the world. We are married to people, we have attachments, and as women, we can identify with that, our children, our families. And I wondered for a long time, who is this mother-in-law? Did that just apply to women? And as I went on with my life, and Swami gave me a lot of ups and downs in my life, probably more downs than ups, I think those are downs, I realized that those moments that make us sad, that make it challenging, people who contradict our point of view, where our opinion is not accepted, are all mothers-in-law. All the other people, circumstances that agree with us are mothers and fathers in love, like Swami would say. So all these situations, and I realized that Swami, in one request, in a very fleeting sentence, he directed our vision inward, and if you really think about it, it's not Guru Dakshina, it's we're paying ourselves back. Because he's asking not for material things, but for our character. He's asking for us to shine like diamonds. Whether we are in the comfort zones of our ashram, our schools, our colleges, our sai centers, samitis, bhajan groups, or we work outside in the community, our workplaces, I realize the only question we should be asking ourselves is, when someone does not agree with me, am I reflecting, am I a reflection of Swami himself? And the days we are a reflection of him, the moments we are a reflection of him, are the moments and days we would be paying our Guru Dakshina. I know that doing this is easy if we are aware of two things. The first is that, unknowns to ourselves, Swami has entrusted us with a very secretive mission. We are all his ambassadors and his messengers. And I say that because where I live, I have in my house, I have a huge picture of Swami above my fireplace. And I noticed that people who come would always ask, "Are you a Baba devotee?" And I never understood, because they would never ask that question. If they saw a picture of Rama, they would never go, "Are you a Rama devotee?" If they saw a picture of Krishna, they would not go, "Are you a Krishna devotee?" But for Swami, that question always came. And my answer would be, "Yes, I am." And that's when I realized that a higher standard of conduct is expected out of all of us who adore Swami and worship Him as our Lord, love Him as our mother and father. So unknowns to us, we are His ambassadors, because the standard of behavior and conduct is set by each one of us. And as an educator, I cannot stress on this enough, on how much we should watch ourselves, because our children are watching us. Our youth are watching us. A lot of them, I myself have a child who is going to start college, and a lot of them do not have a memory of seeing Swami. A lot of them have not seen Him. And I know that they learn about Swami from watching me. They learn about Swami from watching us. And this leads me to the second thing that helps us pay our Guru Dakshina back. One is being an ambassador, and the second is being aware that Swami is with us every single moment of our lives, whether we like it or not, whether we remember Him or not. He is there. And I want to... share with you a quick little story. A very ordinary yet profound incident that most of us would be able to relate to. It was in 2015. It was a very icy, cold, wintry day in my local roads. I had a goal. I don't like the cold, but I decided to go out because I had to pick up my son from school and I needed some milk. So I decided to go pick up my milk, pick up my son from school and come back home. I picked up the milk, but I forgot to pick up my son and drove straight down. The road was extremely icy. And in my rearview mirror, I see this car coming in full speed because he had lost control. And I knew that car was going to hit me. I did not think of Swami, to be very honest with you. I closed my eyes and the car hit me. And my car was pushed into an intersection where cars were zooming at almost 50 miles an hour. Very luckily, there was no car at that time, and my car kind of swerved and stopped. I picked up my phone, I called the police, because that is the protocol, and I had to, the car that hit me, that person was fine. I had to call the police, and I had to get my license, insurance, and registration ready for the police to see as the law requires. I took out my license, I took out my registration, I could not find my insurance paper. I'm a very organized person. Things were in an envelope in my glove compartment. I could not find the insurance. That is when I thought of Swami and I scolded Him for the mess. I said, "Swami, it's a cold day. You put me in this mess. The policeman is going to come and I don't have my insurance paper." I looked, I called my husband and I asked him, "Do you know where it is?" He said, "I'm not responsible for your car and its belongings." I looked again, I could not find it, and I saw the policeman coming within 5 minutes. I said, "I'm going to look one last time, just one last time." And I looked into the envelope and out fell two pieces of paper. One was the insurance paper and the second was a picture of Swami. And under the picture, were the words, "God's grace is like insurance. It will be given to you. God's grace is like insurance. It will be given to you at the time of need." And that is when my eyes welled up with tears and I realized that as a mother, I had forgotten to pick up my son. He made me forget, because if my child was in the back seat, he would have been hurt. And I could not thank Swami. He showed me that day that I'm always with you. He says, I'm in you, with you, around you. He's with us, but he also adds, and we quite forget, he says, it's my duty to be with you. And I cannot tell you enough how much he has shown that he's always with us. And it is our bounden duty to be such a good reflection of him, because we are all blessed here. We're blessed people to know that Bhagwan exists. He lived on this earth in his physical form. A lot of us have gained so much from him. I see so many students of mine, so many friends of mine, who do not know that Swami even exists and who exemplify human values. And I stop and ask myself, Swami, help me pay your Guru Dakshina today. Ultimately, nothing is possible, brothers and sisters, without his grace. His insurance is the grace that he gives to us, and we have to earn it. We need to banish the doubt, or not just say, do lip service and say he's with us, but live our lives like that. As Guru Purnima is coming by, I think of his words more, with more conviction and more firmly. On behalf of all of us here, I pray to our dearest Swami. Swami, without your will, we cannot even think of you. Without your will, we cannot even earn your grace. Help us to live the life that you wish us to lead, so we unify our thoughts, words, and actions, Bhagavan, and we are a reflection of you and nothing but you. Help us all pay our Guru Dakshina, dearest Swami. Jai Sai Ram.
Devalayam Vishwashantiki Mantralayam Idi Oka Devalayam Vishwashantiki Mantralayam Idi Vishwavidyalayam Idi Vishwavidyalayam Vinaya Vivekalaki Nilayam Devalayam Vishwa Shanti Mantralayam Satyapu Pramidalu Premaku Tailam Posi Dharmapu Vyaktini Veligimpa Satyapu Pramidalu Premaku Tailam Posi Dharmaku Vettini Veligimpa Shanti Jyoti. ప్రశాంతి కిరణం ప్రభవిల్లే, శాంతి జ్యోతి వాసిల్లే, ప్రశాంతి కిరణం ప్రభవిల్లే. ఇది ఒక దేవాలయం, విశ్వశాంతికి మంత్రాలయం. ఇది ఒక దేవాలయం, విశ్వశాంతికి మంత్రాలయం. దేవాలయం, మంత్రాలయం, విద్యాలయం.
Oh, my God. கண்ணா குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை கண்ணா குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை கோவிந்தா குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை மறைமூர்த்தி கண்ணா குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை கண்ணா குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை கோவிந்தா கண்ணுக்கு தெரியாமல் நிற்கின்றாய் கண்ணா கண்ணுக்கு தெரியாமல் நின்றாலும் எனக்கு குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை மறைமூர்த்தி கண்ணா வேண்டியதை தந்திட வெங்கடேஷ நின்றிருக்க வேண்டியதை வேறில்லை மறைமூர்த்தி கண்ணா மணிவண்ணா மலையப்பா கோவிந்தா திரையின் பின் நிற்கின்றாய் கண்ணா கண்ணா திரையின் பின் நிற்கின்றாய் கண்ணா உன்னை மறையோதும் ஞானிய மட்டுமே காண்பா திரையில் பின் நிற்கின்றாய் கண்ணா உன்னை மறையோதும் ஞானியர் மட்டுமே காண்பார் என்றாலும் குறை ஒன்றும் எனக்கில்லை கண்ணா என்றாலும் குறை ஒன்றும் எனக்கில்லை கண்ணா குன்றின் மேல் கல்லாகி நிற்கின்ற வரதா குன்றின் மேல் கல்லாகி நிற்கின்ற வரதா குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை மறைமூர்த்தி கண் மலையப்பா கோவிந்தா கோவிந்தா கலிலாள கிறங்கி கலிலே இறங்கி நிலையாக கோயிலில் நிற்கின்றாய் கேசவா கலிலாள கிறங்கி கலிலே கேசவா குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை மறைமூர்த்தி கண்ணா யாதும் மறுக்காத மலையப்பா யாதும் மறுக்காத மலையப்பா உன் மார்பில் ஏதும் தர நிற்கும் கருணை கடனை என்றும் இருந்திட எனக்கு என்றும் இருந்திட ஏது குறை எனக்கு ஒன்றும் குறையில்லை மறைமூர்த்தி கண்ணா ஒன்றும் குறையில்லை மறைமூர்த்தி கண்ணா மணிவண்ணா மலையப்பா கோவிந்தா 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 கோவிந்தா
பண்டரி நாய் माजे माहे पंढरे आहे भीवरे चालीले
विठ्ठल 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 विठ्ठल
माझे माहेर पंढरी आहे भीतरे चाटी माझे माहेर पंढरी आहे भीतरे चाटी बाप आणि बहीण चंद्रभागा माझी बहीण चंद्रभागा आ माझी बहीण चंद्रभागा करीतसे पाप भंगा करीतसे पाप भंगा करीतसे पाप भंगा माझे माहेर पंढरी आहे भीतरी चाटी
जय जय गजानना गणनाथा जय जय
Thank you. Bye. sukhino bhavantu samasta loka sukhino bhavantu om shanti shanti shanti
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai